You've visited my clinic and know my nurses, so you know that I'm truly fortunate to have very experienced nurses who've not only been in oncology for many years, but they've been focusing with us on breast cancer for many years. And I think that's a huge advantage because they are very familiar with the disease and the problems that can come up. They're very familiar with the therapies and the side effects that the therapies might cause and how to best intervene or ameliorate those. And they've worked with me for a long time. So they also know my style and how I tend to approach things. They also know me personally very well. So my clinic nurse, Barbara, when I'm faced with somebody with really bad metastatic disease, and this often comes up when it's a very young patient with bad metastatic disease or a patient that I've taken care of for a long time, who I developed a particularly close relationship with, and we're really at the end of her course. And I think every oncologist who's willing to be honest will tell you that there are times when you're in the clinic workroom and you just don't want to go in that room because you know what's coming, you know it needs to be done, but you just don't want to do it. And Barbara will let me stall for a requisite period of time before sort of smacking me on the backside and saying, you're going to have to do it anyhow, so just suck it up, get in there, and it'll be fine. That's a huge help.
How do you deal yourself personally with some of these difficult situations that you're describing?
I think the key is not to disengage emotionally with patients because that's not fair to them. I think what you have to become adept at doing is shifting emotions very quickly throughout the clinic day. Because in one full clinic day, there are some patients doing wonderfully well who have very good news who want you to be able to fully share in that good news. And patients who are really struggling, who may be at the end of their life or have a new recurrence where things are really bad. And it's not fair for me to still be down when I walk in the room of a patient who has good news to share because of where I've been before. So I think the key is learning how to fully engage with each individual patient and shift quickly. My nurses are actually helpful in doing that because they've often scanned the clinic schedule at the beginning of the day and sort of given me a heads up of patients that they know might be having problems or that they're worried about. So knowing that that's coming can help you prepare a bit. It helps to have nurses and the other people in clinic to talk to about how much this was really awful and I don't want to do this, but this is where we are and things will get better. I think it really comes down to realizing that there are lots of good times in what we do that are really fabulous, and those good times are too good to give up. And it's not fair to expect patients to share the good times with us if we're not willing to share the bad times with them.
You know, this nursing education series has maybe a different approach than a lot of other education programs targeting nurses. And me as a medical oncologist, and certainly not any expertise in terms of oncology nursing, one of the ideas we had was to try to get into some of the thinking of medical oncologists. We have mainly medical oncologists on this series rather than nurses, with the idea of trying to help oncology nurses understand sort of what oncologists are thinking, how they're, you know, approaching integrating new research strategies into practice. How important do you think it is for the oncology nurse to know about this stuff?
I think it's very important. And again, I'm swayed by the nurses that I work with, and it's partly because they've worked with me for a while, but it's not uncommon for me to come out of a room with a new patient and go to the nurse working with me and say, so this is the plan, and they've already written the orders because they could predict pretty carefully what I was going to do.